Up in the Himalayan foothills in a remote corner of northeast India, there's a very special place called Jamsay Gatsal Children's Community.
It is actually heaven on earth, I call it, because beautiful here, really beautiful.
It's run by a former monk named Lobsang Phunsok. He studied under the Dalai Lama and spent several years in the U.S. But 9 years ago, he felt pulled back to northern India, and the children he knew needed help. Jamsay Gatsal is a school for kids who have no good options, but it is also a home.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
Andrew Hinton, along with Johnny Burke, directed a film about Lobsang Phunsok and the children's community. The film is called Tashi and the Monk. But to make the film, first they had to get up to the school, and that was a feat in and of itself.
It's a very difficult place to reach, involving internal flights in India and taxi rides. And then the final leg of the journey is an 18-hour ride in a four-wheel drive, bouncing around on these very, very rough roads. But as soon as I arrived at the community, it was dark. And I got out of this jeep feeling a little dizzy and dazed and received this most incredible welcome. And I thought, my goodness, I've come to a special place. Mm.
Tell us about Tashi. Lobsang, how did she come to you? What is Tashi's background?
You know, normally, like, people come and now people know in this region that what we are doing. And actually, I was informed by the local, well-respected person. And so I made more than 2 hour a car drive to her village. And I learned that her mom was actually ill for a long time and she finally passed away. And her dad is actually alcoholic, and he is not actually capable of giving any support to Tashi. One of the first thing that I found out about her was she would basically pick a broken piece of glass from road, and she would chew it and swallow it. And there were like so many strange things that she was doing. So I felt she's definitely someone that needs a family. And that was the reason that I felt that we need to take Tashi to the community.
Lobsang, at one point in the film, we see you travel out to the neighboring villages to meet with families who desperately want you to take one or more of their children to your school. And this is the central tension in the film, really, is that you just can't take all of them in.
I think this is one of the most actually difficult decision or a process that I face, because no matter how honest or how hard we try to really make a right decision, it's not possible. And I know that actually a boy who committed suicide, and also recently that a young girl, actually Andrew has recorded, but was not actually on a Tashi and the Monk documentary, but she committed suicide a couple of months ago.
Can I just add something quickly to
Please.
That, Rachel? So one of the extraordinary things for us was going with Lobsang to the local villages and having an expectation that he would be greeted as some sort of hero because of this wonderful thing that's happening in the school and the community. Mm. And it was extraordinary to us to discover that actually he is known as the man that says no, because as he says in the film, they've said yes to 85 children, but he's received over 1,000 requests. And we realize the weight of the burden that Lobsang has to carry. He explained to us that when he gets back to the community after visiting these villages, he's so emotionally drained by the experience because he's so conscious of the need.
Well, and Lobsang, I mean, the goal, I imagine, is to be able to take more children in. How is that possible? How do you keep growing the school?
One of the actually things I see is, you know, our older kids that have been here for 9 years. We started in 2006. And these actually kids become one of the most amazing agent of change. So I know that these kids will go out someday and they will do much better than what I am doing right now.
Andrew, you watched this change happen in Tashi. What was it like to watch her open up and soften over the course of the time that you were there?
One of the amazing things was that Tashi was so unself-conscious. And one morning, very early, I was out filming with her and another young girl, and it was just the three of us on a road leading to the community. And I had access to this amazing dynamic of play between these two girls who were picking tomatoes from the side of the road and just chatting with each other. And at a certain point, Tashi reaches into her pocket and pulls out a walnut, and she breaks the walnut, and her hand reaches out and she offers this piece of walnut to her friend. And I just couldn't believe it, because this was the first moment that I'd seen her share with another human being. And I filmed the rest of the scene, and then I remember going back to talk to my co-director, who was still in bed, and saying, I've just seen something really special. Tashi shared a walnut. And we were very excited, because this felt like a huge breakthrough, both for Tashi and for us filming. It was very exciting.
The film is called Tashi and the Monk. It's directed by Andrew Hinton. It tells the story of Lobsang Phuntsok and his school. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And you can see Tashi and the Monk on HBO tomorrow.